Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. The question for today is, are you moving off of impulse or are you moving with intention for impact? I want you to do an inventory on everything that you're doing right now and ask yourself why. Because some things we do because, you know, we kind of have to support ourselves. Like maybe you don't want to go to work, but you need a means to pay rent and electric and to eat and, you know, all of those things. So I get those things. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the other things. I'm talking about things that maybe look like an opportunity. And so you jump out the window, landing on this opportunity. No sooner than you land, you realize that this wasn't really an opportunity for you. That although it looked good and it sounded good, and it maybe even at first felt good, over time you realize that maybe you were a little impulsive, and maybe this wasn't something that God had for you, even though it looked like it would be lucrative. The further I advance in my kingdom walk, the more I understand how important my yeses and my noes are. The more intentional I have to be about my decisions, about my relationships, about the people I spend time with and the things I allow to consume me. Because acting on impulse will have you making decisions today that you've got to pay for tomorrow and next week and next month and even next year. But when you slow down and you get to God and you seek Him on what He'll have for you to do, when you take some time to ask yourself why, you know, what is this opportunity doing for me? What is this opportunity doing for the kingdom? And how am I serving God in this space? If your why is not resulting in things that would please God, then it's probably not a good thing. It's probably more of an impulsive move versus something that will result in great impact. And impact is why we're here. We're here to change the pulse of the world. We're here to show people Jesus. We're here to make people understand that God has room for them too, that there is no capacity on kingdom. And we're human, right? So along the way, we're going to have some hiccups that are related to ego. We're going to have some times that we got to spin the block because the first time around we missed it. We're going to have opportunities that we take that busy us up and cause us to miss out on opportunities that we should have been waiting for. But the good thing about God is He'll never let you miss something that's meant for you. And even if it takes longer, it's still going to be because God said it would. My point in taking time to share this message with you today is just to remind you to take a little inventory on what you've got going on in your life right now. Write down everything that you're doing, whether it's work or community service. Write down your relationships, from your intimate relationships to your family, your friends, the people that you spend the most time talking to. What are you giving your energy to? How are you spending your time, whether it's committed time or free time? Whatever you are doing in this time matters. And we don't want to postpone blessings and we don't want to put off advancement in the kingdom. God has plans for us to be prosperous and for us to live a good life on this side of heaven and beyond. And the sooner you get rid of the things you shouldn't be doing, the relationships you shouldn't be connected to, the things that shouldn't be consuming your time, the lighter you are along the journey to arrive at where God has you going a little bit faster. So ask yourself this week, is it impulse or is it impact? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity to gather today. Thank you for the awareness that I have to do a little inventory. I have to go through and check some boxes on my own, and for allowing me to express this and to share this with my friends so that we can all take a moment to really see, you know, what's going on in our lives and what things we need to release and what things we need to re-up on. Lord, thank you for continuing to align us with people, places, and things that matter to us and to the kingdom. Thank you for trusting us with this this load, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to encounter whatever we have to encounter in order to strengthen us enough to carry it. Lord, thank you for the people that you send to help us carry it when we get a little tired. Thank you for the rejuvenation, filling us up with the word anytime we feel like we're growing a little weary. Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that is still yet to come. Lord, we thank you for giving us your son, and we thank you for giving us our sisters and brothers. Lord, we know that in this world we may feel alone at times, but there is always someone there that is willing to reach down and pick us up. And we ask that you would give us the courage to do that for others as we continue on this journey. Thank you for today. Thank you for this new week of life. Thank you for all that it encompasses. And thank you for giving us the discernment to understand the things that we should spend time taking on and the things that, you know, even though they may look good or look promising, we've got to leave alone. We thank you for this and all you have done, because you are a good, good Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, friend, I'm challenging you to share this with a friend because Lord knows we all need to do a little inventory as we head into this new week. Have a great week. I will catch you next weekend on Jesus and Coffee right here. And also on Magic 107.5, 97.5 in Atlanta from 9 to 11 a.m. You can listen live from wherever you are in the world on Sundays through magicatl.com, the website, or by downloading the Magic ATL app. Later.